School systems across Maryland are preparing for the real possibility that classes will not resume March 30th. Schools were closed statewide until then to slow the spread of COVID-19. WYPR's John Lee spoke with Baltimore County educators about the challenges teachers and administrators statewide will face if schools do not reopen.
Let's start with high school seniors.
How do we make sure they get the coursework that they need? How do we make sure they get the number of credits they need to graduate and to get a diploma after this is all said and done?
That's Baltimore County School Superintendent Darrell Williams. Also, 13% of the county's 115,000 students receive special education services. How do you provide accommodations for those students, accommodations that are required by law? Another challenge, how do you teach those students who are learning English?
What alternatives can we provide, or what can we request from the state to ease some of this, some of the requirements? And I think that's probably the best way of saying it. Are there any way in which we can ease some of this requirement because of this unique situation that we all are in?
And then there's the big question. How do you teach all students who are hunkered down at home? A big part of that will be online. Since the county schools several years ago invested in laptops for every middle and high schooler, they will have the ability to get instruction. That is not the case for county elementary school students. Williams says when it comes to that, they may need to think creatively.
Since we don't have laptops for every elementary, we may have to get some. You know, we may have to go ahead and get additional resources.
Williams says they may also turn to BCPS TV, the school's cable channel, to send instruction to students. Cindy Sexton, the head of the county's teachers union, says Anne Arundel County is already doing that.
With all day long math lessons, changing the grade level every half hour one day, and then the next day would be the same with ELA, the English Language Arts, changing the grade level every half hour.
So the content is there, but Sexton says students have to watch. Another idea is getting packets of schoolwork into the hands of students.
And somehow delivering them to students, whether it be via the mail or when they're picking up their food. But that was all still in the development stages before we got shut down.
Whatever happens, Sexton says it will be a whole new experience for everyone, and it's going to take all of us to make it work. Meantime, meals for students are being offered at several dozen sites throughout Baltimore County. This takes the place of meals that had been offered at school. Williams says today they started providing three meals to each child. It's a grab-and-go setup, and a parent has to be there.
You know, I've watched a family pull up their car, greeted our food and nutrition staff, grab their food with their kids in the car, and kept on going. It's almost like a drive-thru.
Williams says they've had enough food to meet the demand, and he expects that demand will increase as time goes on. Williams says for now, what is important is for everyone to take care of themselves and their loved ones.
This is not a snow day. This is a time in which folks need to tend to their health and to be safe, and we'll work out the logistics when it comes to education. So just want everybody to be safe out there.
Williams says keep checking the county school's website for updates on what lies ahead. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.